It's the Red Fox Roto Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Today's Saturday, June 13th, which means it's a Fab preview day. So I'll run through some of the best options we'll have to pick up some saves on Sunday in NFBC leagues and weekly leagues on other platforms. Now, I've mentioned this before, but I wish I could do this pod on Sunday with all the weekend results and the most up-to-date information available, but I can't. So, you know, sometimes my take on a team's bullpen situation or my favorite target, it can be changed by what happens in the weekend games. Unfortunately, I do work weekends during the season, and Saturday mornings are the only chance I have to record a free agency preview as close to Sunday night as possible. So as always, you know, be mindful of the weekend saves, the bullpen usage, any injuries, and how that may alter who we bid on and for how much. So I want to start today with the return of Kenley Jansen in Detroit. So he's back after a couple weeks off for pelvic inflammation. Jansen's only available in 6% of the NFBC online championship leagues. But what we want to see over the weekend is whether Jansen returns immediately to the ninth inning and the closer role or not. So I believe that he will, which would render Will Vest droppable in most standard leagues. But if we see Kenley Jansen used outside of a save situation this weekend, then I do think that the 24% owned Will Vest is a nice streaming play for a save next week. Now, I would try adding Kenley Jansen in those few leagues where he's available, regardless of what happens this weekend. I do still believe he's the long-term favorite for saves in Detroit this year. But of course, it would be nice to have some actionable information from this weekend's games. Now, next up, I have Sir Anthony Dominguez of the White Sox. So he entered last weekend owned in 99% of NFBC OCs. Ahead of this weekend, he's down to 93% of rosters. So I get the frustration. I get why some owners dropped him last week. Dominguez hasn't had a save since May 25th. He hasn't even pitched in the ninth inning since May 29th. But he's currently working on a seven-game scoreless streak. He has the ERA down to 3.6, 1.12 whip. Three pitchers have saves for the White Sox since the last from Dominguez. One was from Tyler Davis. So in his next three games after that save, Davis pitched in the fifth inning. He's not a real threat. Another save went to Brian Hudson. Now, before Hudson's save, he had allowed multiple runs in the seventh inning of a game, then multiple runs in the sixth inning of a game. It was strange to see him get a save chance after that. But Hudson's only game since that save, he pitched in the sixth inning. So that doesn't sound like a real threat either. The real threat to Sir Anthony Dominguez would, of course, be Grant Taylor. I just don't see the White Sox committing to Taylor as a full-time closer this year, not when their goal is still to use him in the rotation as early as next season. And I think the White Sox would have followed through on their plan to stretch Grant Taylor out as an opener this year if they hadn't been getting such surprisingly strong performances from their rotation. So while Sir Anthony Dominguez no longer has the look of a full-time dedicated closer, the White Sox did give him $20 million to fill that role, and he's been solid while doing so. So I'm not dropping Dominguez yet, and in that small percentage of leagues where he's available, I think he's a reasonable addition if you have a clear drop for him. Now, over in Baltimore, we're still waiting on the return of Ryan Helsley. He made his first rehab appearance, looked good. Also reportedly felt good after, which is the biggest step for him. So he could return within the next few weeks. Rico Garcia has been the Orioles' best reliever this year. He has occasionally filled in successfully in the ninth inning. But in this past week, Garcia has pitched in the seventh inning once. He's allowed homers on back-to-back days. He's taken a loss, and he's earned an eighth inning hold. Meanwhile, Andrew Kittredge has a save and finished a four-run game in his most recent two appearances. Kittredge has pitched the ninth inning in three of his last four. He's also given up a run in two of those four, so he hasn't been perfect. But if I'm streaming an Oriole for just the next week, usage from this past week leads me to Kittredge over Rico Garcia now. And Kittredge is unowned in OCs. He probably comes very cheap this weekend. Of course, he's not a long-term play, just a weekly streamer. I'll probably be dropping Rico Garcia in most leagues where I have him this weekend. I mean, Garcia, he, of course, could pick up a save. I'm just no longer confident starting him specifically for saves. I would prefer Kittredge for the upcoming week. Well, actually, I'd prefer if I didn't have to roster either and had several locked-in closers instead. Now, I've spent time these past couple weeks talking about Kansas City and Alex Lang. Lang finally recorded a save on Tuesday this week where you could actually say he was held for the ninth inning. And he converted it, which was his fourth appearance in a row with a save. But the very next day, we saw Matt Strom, Lucas Erceg, Daniel Lynch IV, and John Schreiber all used between the seventh and ninth innings of what was a close and tied game. So Lang was only brought in for the 10th inning with the game tied. He allowed two hits, two walks, a couple runs, took the loss. Alex Lang has walked 128 batters in 215 career innings. He has walked 18 in 31 innings this year. He has walked five batters in his last five innings. He's always on this edge of implosion, mostly self-inflicted with walks. But he is available in 14% of online championships. I wouldn't be excited about adding Alex Lang as more than a streamer for the next week or two. And that's if you think he is the primary closer right now. I'm obviously on record saying I don't think that he is, but you know, four saves in a row is four saves in a row. Now, out in LA, I don't think there are any great targets for Angels saves right now. Kirby Yates is still supposed to be the Angels' primary ninth inning option, at least according to manager Kurt Suzuki. But Yates went unused last night in a save situation, despite not pitching the previous 2 days. Ryan Zephyrjohn got the save, but he only needed to get one out, and he still walked a batter before finishing it off. Kurt Suzuki was letting Mitch Ferris go for a three-inning save before that. So it really, really is a mess for the Angels right now. Like I said on a previous pod, though, if I'm betting on anyone in that bullpen, it's Sam Bachman, but he's no better than a cheap spec at the moment. It's more likely it never pays off. But I still, if anyone could really emerge as the closer there, I'd give Bachman the best chance right now. But Kirby Yates is available in 35% of OCs. He could be a streamer, you know, if Kurt Suzuki still wants to keep giving him some chances. It's just really concerning that Yates didn't appear in that save chance last night. Now, I'll finish things up with our weekly look at Emilio Pagan's ownership percentage. He's up to 75%, so he is still available in about a quarter of leagues. Pagan is due for another MRI this weekend to see how his hamstring is healing. Any positive news? And we could see Emilio Pagan out on a rehab assignment as early as next week, which could possibly have him back in Cincinnati early in July, maybe. So he's getting closer, and he's, of course, worth a stash for those who can carry him. So that concludes today's episode of the Bullpen Report. on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's a light week for available saves. Probably the worst week we've seen yet this season. Really no exciting or expensive additions this week. Mostly potential streamers. But to help us recap, it's time to bring back the Red Fox Roto Kid, Henry, for his segment. It's Henry's Heroes. So Henry, who are our targets this weekend?
Well, we can add Kenley Jansen, and Sir Anthony Dominguez, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where available, we can try to stream Andrew Kittredge, Will Vest, Kirby Yates, or Alex Lang. And it's another week to try stashing Emilio Pagan.
All right.
And quick question real quick before we close things out.
Okay, we're going off script.
I have a quick question. When you called the segment Henry's Heroes, what does the heroes mean? Do you call the players that? I don't get it.
Well, it's just an alliteration, Henry's Heroes. And then the heroes are the pitchers that we can add to get saves and help us in the standings and help us win leagues. That's why they would be heroes.
Good to know.
Okay. Well, thank you, Henry.
You're welcome.
I'll be back Tuesday.
And I'll be back on Saturday.
Of course. You'll have a weekly segment on Saturdays. All right. So I'll be back Tuesday for the news and notes edition of the show, looking back at this previous week of games. But until then, let's close it out.